Hey, my turn. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Heather.
Hi, Mason.
And Mason's with me today. Our girls Micah and Mercedes are not going to be on this interview, but I've got Macy, and we're going to be joined very shortly by a very special guest, Trista Kutcher, who is a self-advocate with Down syndrome and has happened to become a very good friend of the Avis family. We're so excited to chat with her. Thanks, friends, for joining us. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Okay, so Macy, how are you today?
Good.
Yeah? Are you excited for our guest today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's something you love about Trista? She's coming on here in a minute, but and our listeners are going to get to know all about her, but what's something that you've done with Trista?
I was Gabby.
You danced with Gabby?
Uh-huh.
Where at?
Peace, Love, Hip Hop.
Peace, Love, Hip Hop. We'll get to that. That was our introduction with Trista. Is through Peace, Love, Hip Hop, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to say anything else about it?
Levitated.
Oh, okay. You're saying levitated.
Uh-huh. Because
that was the song we danced to for your birthday, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. You and Trista both know the same dance to Levitated.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to find the video and put it in our show notes. That'd be fun, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring her on here in just a second. We're so, so, so excited to chat with her. She's joining us all the way from South Carolina. But before we do that, we are going to read a review from one of you lovely, lovely listeners. This is from r_Higgins. This podcast makes me be proud to be part of the Lucky Few. Raising a child with Down syndrome is awesome, but can be challenging. This podcast makes me feel not so alone on some things that are unique to parenting a child with Down syndrome. Love listening every week. Thank you, ladies, for being shouters of worth. You are appreciated more than you will ever know. r_Higgins, thank you for that review. As we say every week, we're so grateful for the reviews. That is why we are here, so that everyone feels seen and known and interested in this journey as we shout worth together. So if you are a listener, don't forget to review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and we can read them aloud next week. We absolutely love these reviews. It means so much to us. All right. I feel kind of lonely here without Mike and Mercedes. How do you feel, Mace?
No, Mom.
No, Mom. Perfect.
This is so fun.
I'm glad you think this is so fun. All right, are you ready to bring Trista on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give an introduction. Here we go. What we've all been waiting for. I am so excited, listeners, to bring to the show our very good friend, Trista Kutcher, also known as Trista the Barista, which she can tell us how she got that nickname. She is the owner and CEO of Trista Sunshine Company. She's a self-advocate, an unbelievable hip-hop dancer, just an amazing woman all around, and she has become a great friend of the Avis family. Trista, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so happy you're here. Okay, our listeners can't see the screen, but you have someone with you. Can you introduce who's with you?
Yes, it's my teammate, and she's an amazing person. I work with her off the charts, and now she's part of my team, and there's my friend, Robin.
Robin, hi. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Love being with Trista.
So fun. You guys, Trista is like a legit real boss. She said she's working with Robin, but I think that you are her boss. Is this true?
Trista is my boss. That is true.
That's true.
She signs my paychecks.
There you go. That's so awesome. So awesome. Okay. Well, let's get started here. And Trista, if you can start by letting our listeners know a little bit more just about you, where you're from, your family, and then we can get into the business side.
Okay. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. And
your family?
My family is the Kutcher family. And Susanna and them are amazing family.
Who are your sisters?
My sisters are Susanna and Samantha. Mm-hmm. And
who's your mom?
My mom is Rebecca, but I like to call her mom for short because she's an amazing person.
Mm-hmm. And what about your dad?
And my dad too, but he just passed away, so.
Yep, so your dad died, but he is very much all part of the reason that you are such a boss lady, because he and your mom did such a great job.
Yes.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I want to jump back real quick and give a tiny bit of backstory. So Trista has a roommate, former roommate named Kyra, and Kyra, it had to have been 4 years ago at this point, sent us a direct message on our Instagram account, the Lucky Few Official, of a woman dancing hip hop. And this woman had Down syndrome and was this incredible dancer. And I saw that video and instantly started following along. And then I just felt like, so my Macy loves to dance and loves hip hop. And as we were following Trista, thinking like, what an incredible role model for my daughter. And then we just started kind of going, I feel like I tagged you in things and you would tag us in things. And Mason just developed this real deep love for Trista, as the whole Avis family did. And then for Macy's 13th birthday, which was this year of 2021, she wanted to go dance at this dance studio that Trista introduced us to called Peace Love Hip Hop, which is in South Carolina. And so our whole family flew there. And the goal was to dance at Peace Love Hip Hop, which she did. But then the icing on the birthday cake was to hang out with the Kutcher family. And I got to meet Trista's mom and her sisters. And then Trista and her mom and her friend watched our kids while Josh and I went and did like a little food tour. And they entertained the kids for the day. And we got to have dinner together. Trista invited us over for dinner. We were her first dinner guests at her new house. And I feel like it was one of those relationships where we just met and you guys instantly felt like family. So that's kind of how the Avis family got to know the Kutcher family. But prior to that, for the last couple of years, we've been talking here on the podcast about having Trista on just to share more about herself as an advocate and with her business. So that is a little backstory on the Avis family and how we got to know Trista. And Macy talks about you all the time, Trista. We love following you on Instagram. You are the best. So thank you for taking the time thanks for being our friend and taking the time to hang out.
You too, Matt.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us though about yourself before we talk about Trista Sunshine Company?
I love to tell everyone what I really do. And I just love.
What kind of stuff did you do when you were a kid? You did a lot of different things.
Yeah, I did a lot of different things. Like, I go out with my family.
You were a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader, and I was doing basketball for Unified.
Mm-hmm. And you went on the Junior the Special Olympics.
Yeah, Special Olympics.
For what sport?
For gymnastics and Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, Trista was not just did the Special Olympics. You competed in the World Games in Ireland as an Olympian. Yes. Amazing.
Anything you do all in, right? You've got a lot of passion.
Yes.
What are other things you're passionate about?
I am passionate about be positive, be independent, and just feel amazing. I love my life. And just amazing.
Where are you going tonight?
Tonight, I'm so excited. A Jonas Brothers concert.
You are not a Jonas Brothers concert. Did you have tickets before the pandemic and then you had to reschedule, or no, these are new tickets?
I do need tickets to get to the concerts.
Did Susie get some?
Yeah, Susanna got me that for Susanna my birthday.
Excited. Who are you going with?
With my two amazing, beautiful sisters.
Yes.
Susanna and Sammy.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Jonas Brothers concert.
She really is trying to break up. You're trying to break up Joe Jonas's marriage, though, right?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
No. I love him so much.
Oh my gosh, you can't see, listeners, but I think Trista's blushing a little bit right now. That's so exciting. And you definitely live out positivity, and you are to be around you is to feel like good and goodness. Yeah. And so you really live into those values. And I'm grateful you're putting that into the world. And so you start this company called Trista's Sunshine Company. Yes. All right. Tell our listeners, what do you do? And then I'd love to know more about how it got started.
Yes. I learned how to sew things, and sewing machine is just amazing. I sew a lot of things, like dog bandanas. And my favorite ones I like to sew is tote bags, carry-alls, and headbands. Those are my most three favorites I like to.
And you also have like zipper pouches.
Yeah, zipper pouches, tape ones.
Oh, go ahead. Well, you have like those little taggies for babies, yes, right?
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and burp cloth.
Oh, burp cloth, yeah.
Right, headbands, scrunchies, keychains, lots and lots of stuff.
Lots and lots of stuff.
And how much do you sell a lot of it?
Yeah.
I've been to your sewing studio, and it is a full-on studio where you're running a business out of your apartment. And how did you get started sewing?
I am interested in sewing because my friend Pam Blinton taught me how to sew. Say, I went to the library. I say, they have sewing machines. And they had an idea to start my own company. Right. That's how that become my company. And,
well, and you have some tradition in your family, right?
Yes.
Your dad's mom, Grandma Butcher, was a really great seamstress.
Yes.
And you saw the sewing machines at the library.
Yes.
And that gave you and your mom an idea.
Yes.
So you started sewing. And then what made you think, did a little birdie tell you about being a boss lady? Who told you about the boss lady?
The boss lady, one of my friends from Salvatron named Craig. And he is an amazing person. He sews pillows.
So Christmas. You're a big fan of Southern Charm.
Yes.
It's filmed here in Charleston.
Yes.
And then you had you were working at Biddy and Bowes, right?
I used to work there, but not anymore.
And who came in and told you that you should be a boss lady? Remember her name?
Yes. One is Cameron came into Biddy and Bowes.
From Southern Charm. But who's Cindy Eckert, right?
Yes, Cindy Ecker, yes.
She has a really successful company. She is a really successful boss lady, right?
Yeah.
And she saw you, and she saw what you were trying to do, and she saw in you that you could be a boss lady.
Yes.
So what did you do? You took that and you ran with it and said,
yeah.
You've never thought, no, I can't do that. You're always ready to go.
Yes.
Right.
That's so good.
What were the steps you took?
The steps I took is be independent and just listen to the boss ladies, because we both, me and Cindy, like Pink so much. And she inspired me a little bit, saying, well, boss ladies, boss twins.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make me feel special and confident a little bit. It makes me a little bit special. It's like, it just came true. Mm-hmm. I just love being a boss lady. Start my own team. That's what Robin comes in. And she's amazing. I love all my co-workers. They're amazing. A big reporter. So a lot of people want to come join.
Well, and you're a good boss. You're a big encourager, and you are so excited about it. How could everyone else not be so excited about it, right?
Yes.
I love that backstory. I love that Cindy saw something in you. And then it's so good to have mentors in our lives, like people who can come before us, you know, and share with us. So then when did you Do you remember when you like sold your first item or when you started selling things? You're like, whoa, people are buying my stuff.
Yes, I started selling that on Instagram. And that's when I first started selling my things. There's lots of few steps, like sew, take pictures. Mm-hmm. And my other friend, Kyra, got some ideas too to make my company even better, is to put the item on the scale. Because I start with handwritten, all of them.
Notes.
Like little notes. And see my customers are from. And that's what I've been doing, is like be out there and just show them what I left for my company. It just feels amazing.
Well, your Instagram had a big role to play. So yes. Tell them about your Instagram. How did your Instagram get so big?
The one for my Instagram got so big thanks to my friend Cameron from South John, helped me get up to 100 followers right now.
50,000
followers.
She is a boss babe and a social media influencer.
Amazing. Who helped? Who was the name that you said helped you get to that?
Cameron from Southern Charm.
Cameron from the Southern show
Charm. Okay.
Yeah. So she met all the castmates members at Biddy and Bo's.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. That is very exciting. I have to admit that I've never seen Southern Charm, and I'm not familiar. Maybe because I'm in California, so I'm watching like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But that's great. I love that they came into Biddy and Bo's, and it sounds like all of the cast has seen the potential in you.
Yes.
To do what you do, and you're doing it so well. With your company, Trista Sunshine Company, are you like every day you're sewing, every day you're shipping, every day you're buying fabric? This is just constantly growing.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of your job?
Oh, my favorite part of my job is everything. It's hard to name everything, but my most favorite job I have is to communicate customers, see what they order and stuff. And just, they're awesome. And I love all my customers, big support, the love, happiness, and everything. Mm-hmm. Just listen to my customers is how I get motivate myself to be a better boss lady. And I have a really, really touching message. One of them says, "You're a great boss lady." And it says, "You're full of sunshine." All that sweet messages come in.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one to write messages back to them. So
that's really sweet, Trista. Before I want you to share a little bit more about advocacy, like how you're an advocate also. But before we do that, I would love to know some of the projects you've been working on recently. I follow you on Instagram, and you're my IRL in real life friend. But what are some of the things that you've been doing? You've had some new stuff. You just had a photo shoot in downtown Charleston.
Yes.
A new you're going to be in like a brick and mortar in an actual building. You're going to have products. Will you tell us more about that?
Yeah. I love doing the photo shoot, and it feels so good to be out there because I'm famous now.
You are famous now.
I just love to show my products. It's a bestseller. It's Carryalls, the bestseller. And
so that photo shoot was for Charleston In-N-Out magazine,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
Is that a magazine or a city?
It's a little city focused. Cool. It talks about locally owned stuff and tourism. And of course they have to do a profile on Trista because she is our celebrity.
Awesome. That's awesome. And then what's the new partnership you have with the store?
I am part of the store, Sweetgrass Mercantile.
Yeah.
And, I teamed up with Beachables
Beachables is another store that sells your stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Michael's Barkery sells your stuff. But you're going to have a stand all your own in Sweetgrass Mercantile, which is here in Mount Pleasant. So we're working on our booth, and we're going to decorate it in all kinds of bright colors because she's all about sunshine. Spreading sunshine.
Yes.
Her brand of sunshine. Of course. So we'll be in, she'll be in there next week.
Yes.
That's really exciting, Trista.
Thank you.
It's so fun to watch everything grow. And then one more thing. So during the pandemic, Trista, you had something happen with Michaels, like the Michaels, right? Tell me more about that.
Remember you were a difference maker at Michael's craft store?
Oh yeah, Michael's craft store, yeah.
And did they come to your house and film you for something?
Yeah. I made some like headbands with buttons on them.
And what were the buttons for?
It's like to help all those nurses
hold up their masks, right?
Grab the masks for our pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I'm donating those to all nurses, doctors, and I don't want them to get it. The virus and stuff, and I just wanted to help out and be confident, trying to help get everyone better.
Amazing. Very cool. Okay. I would love to know, Trista, what you would say to somebody with Down syndrome who would want to start their own business.
Yeah. I like to all the people who have Down syndrome, say, go out there, get nice fancy clothes and start interviewing, and you wonder you get your own company.
So what kind of jobs have you had in the past?
I have in the past. I work at the movie theater, and Harris Teeter. I was a bagel. And I work at the restaurant called On the Border.
And you worked with me. What did you do with me?
Oh, at the Blast.
Church Nursery. Right?
Church Nursery and stuff.
You got had a great time with the kids. You're so good with kids.
I love kids.
Everybody loves you.
Oh, yeah. The one I love kids the most is my grandma. Used to help in the nursery and inspire me a little bit. Say, I love kids. So that's why I work with Robin at the church. Makes me want to get closer to the kids and support them. I love all the kids, and they're just a beautiful.
So other kids with Down syndrome can just figure out what they like and then go for it, right?
Yes.
What are some practical things you've had to do as a business owner? Like if you had advice for another business owner, what are some important things you've had to do or people you've had to get involved?
I like to get more involved in stores and some other things too.
Well, one of the first things you did to create a company was you had to get a lawyer.
Oh, to get a lawyer and get your business license and the state
business license in the town.
Yeah, in the town. And all those things, that's how I start getting those things, and it helps me a little bit.
And you have an accountant that takes care of all the
bills. All the taxes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to think about. So you have a big team.
I have a big team.
That's good. I know Josh and I are business owners, and all of that stuff is too overwhelming. I don't like any of that side of the business. I don't know about you, but I don't like all that. So yeah, we have people who can help us with all of that, but it is a necessary part, right? It's not all glamorous. There's some necessary, less fun things, in my opinion, that have to be done, like lawyers and business licenses, but that it's important to know. All right. So we are celebrating Down Syndrome Awareness Month. As you know, it is October. I would love, Trista, I would love to hear from you some what you would say to a new parent who gets a diagnosis that their child has Down syndrome.
Just don't be afraid. Down syndrome is so much fun. It's like you can show them what you're made of and show them how Down syndrome kids are like amazing. Just talk nice to your parents, and this is advice for all the parents. And this, don't be afraid, you got this. Your kid one day will get your own company and stuff. Just get out there, support all the kids and do one day they'll get more things like businesses and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, just don't be afraid, parents. Just get out there. They will change the world for you. Mm-hmm. That means love and support and stuff. So that's my little advice for everyone.
I'm just crying.
I know. Krista, you're right that parents have a baby with Down syndrome.
Yes.
And that baby is going to change the parent's life for the better.
Yes, right.
Absolutely. And I'm not even your parent. I just love you and you have changed my life for the better.
Oh, yes.
So strong.
You've changed my life for the better too, Trista. Okay.
Thanks. I'm
gonna gather myself over here. It was beautiful. So you also, hold on, I have to take a breath.
Thank God there's editing and it's not live.
I know, probably this will all make it in. Josh is the editor, so we'll find out if he leaves all this in or not. Okay, so something else I love about you, Trista, is your self-advocacy. Yeah. That you say, I have Down syndrome, and this is who I am, and this is what I do, and you celebrate that about you. What does it mean to you to be a self-advocate?
It just feels amazing. I do what I love. I love everything about my life and stuff, and feels so good, be confident, and just be out there and just do what you love and just get out there. And
well, what happens when people say maybe there's something you can't do? What is your answer to that?
The ones I cannot do is like very hard and stuff.
But
and
you speak up for yourself, right?
Yeah, just speak up yourself and just talk it over with your mom and dad, and they will help you to show what the kids are doing. Just talk to yourself and just be confident and just get out there.
Well, what do you do when something's hard? Do you just quit when something's hard?
Just do not give up. That's the main thing. Do not give up. Just get out there. Be the best that you can be and support everything. Just love your life, everyone. Just love your life, and you guys can do it.
I love that, Trista. I think we talk a lot about how advocacy, a huge piece of it is just showing up. I feel like that's what you're saying, like show up, be in a space, don't give up, don't stop, continue to show up. And I think that that's such a huge, powerful piece of advocacy work is continuing to show up. And you show up over and over and over and always with a good attitude. You really are an incredible human, my friend. Is there anything else you want to share? We're gonna go into a portion of our show that we call good news, where we ask everyone to share a little bit of good news in their life. But is there anything else that you can think of that you want our listeners to know about you or your company?
I just love to talk about my personal life and my company.
There's some good news in your family. What's the good
news? Oh, the good news.
Yes.
My sister got engaged.
Yay.
Finally.
I call her Suze. Yeah. Suze is my name for her. So exciting.
What's her fiance's name?
John Claypool, but I like to call him John John.
There you go.
It's a bit funnier name, but I just love it.
That's so exciting. Trista, what's your order for your sisters? So I'm one of three girls. You're one of three girls. Are you oldest, middle, youngest? Where are you at in the birth order?
I'm the oldest and my other two are the youngest.
Okay. And Suze is the middle. Suzanne's the middle. So exciting. When is the wedding? Is there a date?
We don't know yet, but I'm just helping out with my sister to go out there. And just, I love weddings. I like to help them plan what they're going to do for the wedding and stuff. Just feel good and happy.
You love to celebrate people.
Yeah, I do.
Remember when your friend Katie at Christ Church was pregnant?
Yes.
Trista threw her a baby shower.
I love it.
For all the staff. She got balloons and cupcakes. And yeah, you are a big celebrator of people.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading sunshine.
Oh, yes. Very.
Because you're the boss lady. You're the sunshine's boss lady, sunshine spreader boss lady. You should make a t-shirt that says that. Okay,
well, we do have t-shirts. I'm on her sunshine squad.
We are, the Avises are too. I should have worn my t-shirt, Trista. I didn't think that through. The morning routine this morning, getting all the kids out the door, I was distracted.
So I think there's going to be merchandise available. So all people who love Trista and her message, can spread sunshine in their own worlds, right?
True. Yeah. Tell us how, so everyone now listening is going to need to buy your products. Also, dear listeners, it is October, but that means Christmas is right on the corner, and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of these reasons to purchase gifts for people. And there's no better way to support people with Down syndrome than to support their businesses. That's amazing. I don't mean there's no better way. There's other ways, but what an amazing way to support Trista and the work that she's doing by supporting her business. Trista, where can our listeners find you and purchase your products?
Yeah, if you go tristasunco.com on my website,
www.tristasunco.com.
Perfect. So that's the website. And then on Instagram, how can people follow along?
Yeah, if you follow on Trista's Sunshine Company on Instagram, and then you can see how stuff that you guys like, just pick one and say, ooh, I want that one. And you can order on my website. Makes it easier. Look on your phone, see, ooh, I want that. Let me call the computer quick.
Limited editions, right?
They
sell out quickly.
Yeah. And then your Trista the Barista as your personal account on Instagram. And listeners, we will have links in our show notes on the website, theluckyfewpodcast.com. Also right here, if you're wherever you are on your phone or whatever you're listening to, there should be links to all of those things on your website. All of those links should be available to you easily through the website or through wherever you're listening. Okay. I guess we're going to start wrapping it up, but I'm just so sad. Anything we missed? Anything else? Are you dancing still? Tell us about dance and peace, love, hip hop.
Oh, dancing is part of my life. I love to dance so much. I like to bust moves.
Yeah, you do.
There's a big event this weekend. Do you remember what it is?
I don't remember.
The Special Olympics Gala.
The Special Olympics Gala is coming up this weekend.
Ooh, where's that at?
Here at the Charleston Marriott downtown?
Yeah, Marriott. Yes.
And what kind of role you're going to help them with it? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be on stage, and my friend Sandy Biles, she's doing it alone, but she needs someone to help.
So you're going to be the guest, special guest.
Yeah, special MC. Guest to help my friend Sandy and talk about thanks for all the sponsors and stuff.
Have you had any trips lately that you went on because you're influencer in the world?
Where did you get to go? To Utah.
Yeah.
I saw my friend Heather again.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing. I love Utah. I don't want to leave Utah, but I can be.
Are you allowed to say why you went to Utah?
Because I'm going on my business trip and to meet all the influencers. And Pentatonics was amazing.
Pentatonics, oh yeah. We got to go on a influencer trip together, which was all the dreams coming true. And it was for BYU TV, a Christmas special coming out in December. Keep your eyes peeled because we are in the audience. Maybe you'll see us, but we'll follow. If you're following along also on Trista's Instagram account, she'll be posting and sharing more about that. And that was a really, really fun trip. I'm glad you got to come be a part of that. Yes. I hope there are many more influencer collaborations in our future. Dear Trista. Also, listeners, all of the people she mentioned, like Cindy Eckert, that we're going to have links to all of those accounts as well. So everything that Trista mentioned, you'll be able to find it. Okay. We're going to start to wind things down here. Trista and Robin, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
What an absolute thrill. Before we leave, Trista shared her good news about her sister and that engagement. And that's very exciting. We also have some good news from a listener. This is Elbaz One, who says at Drew's first high school cheer camp at Oklahoma State University, she was nominated for the NCAA All-American Cheerleader for her spirit and enthusiasm, and also awarded the Pin It Forward Award for setting a good example for what a cheerleader should be. I was so nervous about the experience for her. and she absolutely rocked it. That is some awesome good news. Thank you for sharing. Trista, you're familiar with cheer, the cheer life as well, mm-hmm. right?
Thanks.
That's awesome. That's some really good news. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you, listeners and friends, for joining us. We love to hear from you, hear your good news. You can leave us a voicemail or you can give us a direct message on Instagram, and you can share about your family and your good news about your loved one with Down syndrome, or if you have Down syndrome, some good news that you want to share about yourself. Also, if you have a product or a business that wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome and help us support this podcast, we'd love to partner with you. And you can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com. A huge thank you again to Tristan and Robin for being with us. Thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter, to our sponsor for this episode, and to all of you listeners who have shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends, have listened faithfully, and continue to cheer us on. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, or you, dear listener, with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth. You are a narrative shifter. Keep on keeping on. We're here cheering for you, and we'll be together again next week. Have a good one. All right, here, Mason, you say you can say bye to all the listeners. Say thanks for letting me hop in into the microphone. Listeners. Say hey, listener. Say it right here. Say hey, listeners.
Hey, listeners.
Thanks for letting me hop in.
Hey, hop in.
What do you say to everyone when you leave? I love you all. Like Beyonce.